from the ESPN 97.5 studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
For a game of the year, it actually lived up to the billing.
It did.
For the first time in forever.
And at halftime, it didn't look like it was going to. It looked like it was going to be a boat race. And kudos to Alabama for getting back in the game. I mean, I got to give them some credit.
And that's the first time they've been punched in the mouth. It would have been real easy for them to just fold up and say, okay, we're done. With all that aside, I don't think Alabama is out of this thing by a long shot.
I was the biggest Lamar Jackson doubter because I said the guy is just too inaccurate of a passer to make it in the NFL. I stand by the fact that he's a ridiculously inaccurate passer. It turns out it doesn't matter. Lamar Jackson is having a phenomenal season and is well worthy of discussion as MVP. And I'm still not totally sold on him long term, but right now, he's a problem for teams. They have not figured him out yet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. Also, hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. So there's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And you can watch us on the Twitch channel and put your comments in the chat room there if you like. Miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. A lot of football today, and then exploding planes at gender reveals. But all available at podcastarena.com, no matter how you're listening. Thanks so much for tuning in. And been kind of fun to be able to really dive into college football on a Monday. Usually, we when there's a Texans game, it's like there's always an hour.
It goes
of Texans,
on the back burner,
and there's some NFL, and then we can, you know, we try to get to colleges.
And we were lucky because it was such a big college football weekend. I mean, well, there was a big college football game. We didn't even talk about Minnesota Penn State.
Yeah, we didn't.
Which, I mean, I'll be honest, didn't surprise me a whole lot. I've been waiting for the shoe to drop with Penn State for a while,
and now the shoe will have to drop on Minnesota.
Yeah,
and it will. But I that was. That one wasn't really surprising. Minnesota outplayed them. So,
yeah.
713-780-3776. We're only here until 6:30 today because we have Aggie basketball. You got any play on Aggie basketball tonight?
I don't have a play on Aggie basketball tonight. I think they're like 15-point favorites or something like that. So it's a
much better than the 27 they were last week, huh?
I mean, I'm glad they were.
Walt said, speaking of restaurants, I took the wife to Nancy's Hustle the other day, and oh boy, was it good. What's your guys' go-to dish? I plan to go back soon. I have yet to have a bad dish there. I love, you're going to laugh at me. I love their burgers. They're like the best burgers I've ever had. And, you know, that's saying a lot because I freaking love burgers.
So there's a playoff predictor that basically gives what percentage of a chance teams have of making the playoff at this point. I guess anybody with less than 1%, we won't even discuss at this point.
Let's do it.
2% chance, Florida Gators. I mean, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I think it's less than that, frankly.
The 9-0 Minnesota Gophers, 4% chance.
Lower.
The 9-0 Baylor Bears, 5%.
Lower.
7-2 Auburn Tigers, 5%.
Yeah, 0%.
Okay. I might say this is a little bit low. Utah, 8-1 Utah, 7% chance.
Yeah, I'm going to go 10%. Maybe 15.
8-1 Penn State and 8-1 Oklahoma have the same shot, 11%.
I give Oklahoma a better shot than I do Penn State.
Okay.
Although Penn State basically just has to beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
And then they're probably that probably eliminates Ohio State, so
just has to beat Ohio State.
Yeah, yeah.
8-1 Georgia, 25%, which is basically saying, what are the odds Georgia will beat LSU?
Yeah, and, well, they still have a couple of not-gimme games on their schedule, though. I'm going to go a little lower than that. I mean, they don't play well. They could lose to Aggie. They could lose to Auburn.
They could lose to Auburn. I could see that happening. Luckily for them, the rivalry game at the end of the year against Georgia Tech, I can't picture them losing that.
No, that's a free square. So I'm going to go 20%.
Okay. Where'd I go? No, here we go. Next up, fifth, 32% for 8-1 Oregon.
Feels a little high. because they could easily lose to Utah.
I honestly think their odds are about as good as Utah's. I think the Oregon's a little high and Utah's a little bit low. I think that whoever wins that game,
yeah,
and I think it's almost a lock that those two play each other, has an equal chance to get in. 40% for 8-1 Alabama.
Feels a little high. I mean, I'm the one who made the case that they're going to be in it, but I'd say like 35%.
And here's the one, you don't want to say there's a lock, but Clemson, 82%, 10-0.
I'll go 90%.
I really feel like there's, I don't know what team can be. I mean, South Carolina's, they beat Georgia, so I mean, there's it's not to say that they can't do it, but their other game remaining is Wake Forest, and then they'll play, more than likely, they'll play Virginia for the conference championship. It feels like 95% to me.
Yeah.
87%, 9-0 LSU.
I think that's about right, because as I stated earlier in the show, they could lose a game and still get there. In fact, I think they're a lock even with one loss.
I think they're a lock with one loss. I guess the losable games left on their schedule, to me, there's just one. It's the SEC championship game. So I'm with you. I think they're about like Clemson, about 95%.
Yeah, but even if they were to lose to A&M, if they beat Georgia, they're in.
Yes.
So.
And number
just can't lose two games.
Number one with 89%, Ohio State, 9-0.
I feel pretty good about that number, mainly because I don't see them losing.
Well, here's what I will say. They've got a tougher schedule ahead of them than anybody else we just discussed. So they'll have to beat Penn State, Michigan, and then likely Minnesota or Wisconsin to get there. And I'm not saying that they can't. They also have the freest of free squares this week against Rutgers. I think they're like 52-point favorites. It's great. 52-point favorites.
Oh, yeah. Well, they covered last week when it was 43.
Damn right they did. In a conference game, 50-something point favorites. Oh, boy. So, but their last three games would be Penn State, Michigan, and either Minnesota or Wisconsin. That's a tough stretch.
Yeah, and Michigan's going to be tricky just because it's rivalry game. And
so even though I think Ohio State's the best team, I would say their percentage, their chances to make the playoffs, because they have no wiggle room. You know, I think the only team with wiggle room is LSU. Everybody else has no wiggle room. You can't. None of these other teams can lose a game and make it. Besides LSU, so I would say Ohio State's a little bit lower, just given the schedule that they've
got. I don't
know,
the way they love Ohio State on the committee, I think they could lose one of those games as long as they win the conference championship.
Boy.
They'd still get in.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
The committee loves them some Ohio State. They always have.
Yeah, and they've. What's good for Ohio State is there's some teams, like Indiana is now in the top 25. They were at Indiana. They won 51-10. That win, which you would have thought was a nondescript win early in the season, now's a pretty solid win, you know? So, and then, like I said, they've got games down the stretch. If they do beat Penn State and Michigan at Michigan, people are going to go, okay, well, maybe they can fade one loss, but I don't know. I mean, I think the Penn State and Michigan games are tougher than whoever they play in the conference championship game.
Georgia.
Minnesota can't score with them, and Wisconsin's already proven that they can't score with them.
Yeah, they're no match for them. Georgia's only a 3-point favorite at Auburn this week.
Yeah. Guess which side I like?
They're like your new Ravens. So I don't have to ask. I know exactly.
How'd the Ravens do this week, Fred?
They covered.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
how'd they do against the Patriots last week?
Well, you haven't been on them this year for some reason.
I was on them against the Patriots.
Were you? I don't remember.
Yeah, that was my play of the week that Fezzik stole from me.
Yeah, well, he got it right.
He did.
But, yeah, I usually whenever we go through any game, if the Ravens are playing somebody, you say, I like the Ravens. Or if the Falcons are playing anyone, you like the Falcons.
How'd that work for me this week?
Yeah, for the first time this year, I think.
That's right.
So, sooner or later, you're going to be right.
20 against the spread. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Sports, gentlemen.
Sports to you.
AJ, first and foremost, I haven't heard it, but I want to thank you for your service and all that you've done for this country.
My pleasure, good sir.
On a different note, a stupid question. What are the Cowboys? Because fans like me and Dustin and other people are still trying to figure this out. We're mediocre at best, but sometimes we look like we're fantastic. I just don't know what to look for.
Yeah, the Cowboys are a tough team to read. I mean, I think that they're held back by their coach. I think that they're held back by their defense, which is a little bit surprising to me.
I thought their defense would be a lot better this year.
Yeah.
And that's been a weakness I didn't expect.
I mean, for the Vikings to do that without Adam Thielen on the field, not ideal. So I think the Cowboys are they're about what they look like. They're a fringe playoff team. And the NFC East is so meh that if they don't win the division, they might not go to the playoffs.
Dak has been better than I thought he would be this year. Mm-hmm. He's been really solid. But, you know, they don't seem to be in sync. There's just something about them. And when they had some injuries on the offensive line earlier, that hurt. But overall, man, it's just there's something about that team that they're just not as good as they should be. So
there's been too many games like Zeke has either run for like over 100 yards in games or he's running for like less than 50.
He got 20 carries yesterday, too. So it's not like they didn't feed him.
Yeah. Last week these are his some of his yards per game or yards per attempt in games, like against the Dolphins, 6.6 yards per attempt. Okay, the next week against the Saints, 1.9. Green Bay, he had 5.2. The next week, 3.8. Last week against the Giants, 6.0. This week, 2.4. It's like you got to get some consistency out of that dude. He's the best running back in the league. You got to get more than what you're getting out of him, or at least get consistency out of him.
Well, and that's the thing. When they're winning games, it's because he's having big games.
Yep.
But you know and when you have to ask Dak to win like they did last night, I mean the guy had a hell of a game. I can't put that one on him. But I don't know, man.
But again, the coaching. Why go away from Dak in the key moment?
Yeah. But the reality is, when they've played teams like the Vikings, who should be their peer teams, they're not beating them.
Nope.
And that's doesn't look good for the playoffs, although I still think they win that division. All right, guys.
Although, Eagles getting healthier.
Eagles are getting healthier, but I predicted Cowboys would win the division before the season. I'm not about to change my mind now, even though they're tied. But the Cowboys have
They were tied at the beginning of the season, to your credit.
Well, yeah. But the Cowboys actually have the advantage because they have the win over the Eagles so far. All right, guys, what are you doing Thursday? You should come join us at Whitmire's, 4 to 7 p.m. We'll be doing the Blitz, and you'll get a chance to see how they do a barrel select. We're going to go through, and you guys are going to help us pick a bourbon or a rye for AJ, and then we're going to bottle them. They're going to bottle them for you right there, and you can buy them. It's that cool. You get to pick, and you can have your holiday party there. This is a great thing to do. If you've got a company and you want to do something unique, then have one of these bottle choosings. I mean, that it really is great. You do a barrel pick with your group. They bottle it for you right there. And you tour the distillery, see everything that they've got. And how about this? They have a great new rye bourbon blend that's at Specs and all at liquor stores all over the city. It's their new signature drink, and it is fantastic. Make sure you pick up a bottle of the new rye and bourbon blend. Come on out Thursday. Help us pick out a barrel. And it's 16711 Hollister in Houston, Whitmire's.com. And Whitmire's Distilling is Houston's first distillery. They're Houston's best distillery. Whitmire's.com.
This Veterans Day, ESPN 97.5 says thank you to all who have served and sacrificed. We thank you. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, final segment of the day. And I haven't talked too much Texans. We'll have a chance to get to that later in the week, but looks like you'll have Tunsil and Howard back on your offensive line, so you have your starting offensive line. Still not sure about the secondary, which is big.
Yeah, I think this is a week where, you know, and we've talked about this a lot about the Ravens. Since they got Marcus Peters, they've been able to open things up as far as blitz packages go, which they couldn't really do before. Now they've got two healthy corners for the first time really in forever. You know, we always talk about how much better they are when Jimmy Smith is on the field.
Yeah.
It's been obvious since he's been back. But Marcus Peters has been just a home run for that team. I mean, he fits exactly what they want. He's scoring touchdowns. I mean,
he's always been really good on the field. He gambles a lot. He gives up some plays, too.
But he's a home run hitter.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's... I think the important thing, like you said, getting the offensive line back and healthy, that's going to be key because... And really, it's going to be key for running backs and tight ends to help out in the pass pro game because this team will throw a bunch of different blitz looks at you, and they count on those corners to go one-on-one. And, you know, Deshaun is going to have to be the good Deshaun that gets the ball out fast and makes quick decisions and doesn't dance around back there because the Ravens will punish you for that.
I think this is a huge three-game stretch for the Texans. I think if they come out of it 2-1, that's pretty damn good. One of the wins has to be against the Colts, obviously. But if you can beat either the Ravens or the Patriots during this stretch, I think you've accomplished something.
Certainly.
And
honestly, even if you go 1-2 and you beat the Colts,
yeah,
you're okay.
Yeah, but you're looking at playing the first weekend again and not having a bye. I think you need to, if you're going to be a legitimate contender, you have to beat one of these teams. And I think... Yeah, if you really want to, you know, stamp yourself as a Super Bowl contender, you go 3-0 here. If you do that, you've beaten every legitimate team that you're going to have to face to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
doesn't mean you're going to beat them in the playoffs.
Right,
but it would then the whole thing changes. I think if you do that, more likely they go 1-2, but that's just me.
Not the end of the world.
Yeah, and just a good performance against those teams is what you'd like to see. You know, you don't want to get you'd like to see him finally be able to beat the Patriots, but you just don't want to see him get hammered like they have so many other times. You want to see him in with a chance to win late.
By the way, for those looking to play on the Monday Night Football game tonight, I just saw that George Kittle, Niners are going to hold him out tonight. So not fully recovered, which it's a big deal for that team. I mean, he's their best offensive weapon. So that is a big loss, which makes me glad that I didn't reach for an over.
Yeah,
because that's a guy that you would have wanted out there if you were an over player. So, and makes me glad I didn't reach for the 49ers. So I've got games to pick up on RJ. So
yeah, exactly. So kind of root for the Seahawks here if you want us to catch RJ.
At least to lose by six.
Yeah, yeah. Do you see the Ravens are 4-point favorites over the Texans? Is that number?
It sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels right to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're probably on a neutral field. I think the Ravens are a little bit better and give them home field. I think it's about right.
I mean, Texans coming off a bye is maybe worth something.
Yeah.
It might. I mean, 3.5 might be, and it might move to 3.5. It wouldn't shock me, but I figured it would be just outside of 3. So 4 is about right.
The other one I'm really interested in coming off the bye with Nick Foles. Jags +3 at Colts.
Yeah, well, Brissett coming back will be a big deal too. So that's a game that I'll probably end up just sitting out and kind of soaking in information on. The number that jumped out at me: the lowly Buffalo Bills against the Dolphins.
Yeah, it's only 5.5.
Okay, the Dolphins' love is getting wild out there, boys. It's getting wild.
Yeah, and I think if the Bills were going to stomp a hole in anybody, it would be this week after losing in Cleveland.
I mean, this is the kind of team. It's a buy low, sell high spot.
Yeah,
which I talk about all the time.
I'm with you. The other one that I'm just stunned that Iowa State's basically a touchdown favorite over Texas.
Yeah,
That surprises me. And I know, look, Texas hasn't looked great, but Iowa State's not. Yeah, I mean, it's that overreaction to the comeback against OU. I mean, that just seems like a big number.
Well, it is a big number. I don't know that I'll be on either side of it, but I will say Texas is an underdog. Tom Herman is an underdog. Typically, that's the way to look. And he, once again, I went against my own theory, and I bet on Texas -7 as a favorite.
Nah.
Kicking, and really, I mean, there's a holding call at the on the last play, which it could have easily at least been a push. But then, of course, they're playing for the field goal. They've got Ehlinger basically running up and taking a knee. It's like, come on, dude. Play for the cover, Tom.
He doesn't really do that. And for those of you who are the What About Baylor people, 10-point underdogs at home to Oklahoma.
What? But they're undefeated, Fred.
I know.
Undefeated.
Yeah, it should be in the playoff talk, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, one of those two teams is going to be out of the playoff talk starting this weekend.
Absolutely. And if you want to get in on the action on tonight's game, or you want to get in on the basketball game coming up, or on anything, mybookie.ag is the place to go. And, man, whatever sport that you want to play, hockey, give you that hockey play earlier, you can do that. You want the NFL tonight's game, boom, done. They got you. College football, I made a bunch of bets over the weekend on my bookie. You can do the same. I even play the horses on there. And the cool thing is, if I get home a little late tonight and I still want to get in on the action, well, I can play in-game, which is awesome, man, especially if you've got a team that you like and they get off to a bad start, can jump in and get better numbers on them. And the cool thing is, when you win, you get paid. Nobody pays out faster. A lot of these websites, part of the gamble is putting your money in. That's not the case with my bookie. I've never had an issue getting money out of it, and it always happens fast. If you sign up today, first-timers, they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000 to wager. Just use promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO to get that exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.